We'd like to welcome you to our emergency freedom alerts for July 1st, 2024. I'll go ahead and start us out here with the updated group prayer. This is the list of current event prayer points, part one. Father God in heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for you to expose and destroy the Great Reset agenda worldwide, designed to bring in the New World Order, and for your divine intervention regarding the conflict in Israel, the Middle East, and the Ukraine. Please protect the Christians, the innocent, and the righteous in these and in the surrounding areas, and may these conflicts be used to bring forth your truth and righteousness. We pray that every evil plan and scheme of the devil be exposed and destroyed regarding these wars, and for God to expose and destroy the pandemic vaccine agenda worldwide with all of its Big Brother aspects like DNA defiling, graphene oxide-filled, parasite-ridden, nanotech-laden vaccinations from Pfizer, Moderna, Janssen, Johnson & Johnson, BioNTech, AstraZeneca, and others, and for the stoppage of all digital health passports, and for God's judgment and destruction to be on the vaccine and medical cartels perpetuating this evil, and for them to be exposed and destroyed, and for God to stop the May 24, 2024 WHO pandemic, which actually that didn't go through. So praise the Lord, answer prayer there. And for God to stop any deep state false flag attacks in order to blame anti-vaxxers, Christians, and gun owners. We pray for the destruction of CERN and all the other 30,000 plus particle colliders worldwide, and the destruction of all D-Wave quantum computers, and for the eradication of every wicked portal or doorway these devices and all witchcraft taking place in the universe have opened, and that all dark matter that they have created to be destroyed, and for any avatars these wicked devices have created for myself and my family to be canceled and destroyed. We pray for the destruction of the wicked plans of this current evil American political administration and all evil political administrations worldwide, and for the fear of God to be upon both Democrats and Republicans and all political parties, and if they will not repent of their wickedness, that God would hedge up their way with thorns and have them in total confusion and derision, and that they would turn on each other and devour one another, and against every level of government that has been hijacked by wickedness. For the destruction of the Chinese CCP plans for taking over America, Mexico, Canada, and elsewhere, for the eradication of groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, for the diverting of any incoming asteroids or meteors that might hit the Earth, for God's intervention regarding the Second Amendment and the disarmament gun confiscation situation developing in the U.S. and elsewhere, for God's intervention regarding the coming food and water shortages and the honeybee die-off worldwide, for the stoppage of all U.N. troops already in America and elsewhere. Regarding the body of Christ, we pray for strength, endurance, courage, guidance, favor, divine providence, foreknowledge, and the power to overcome all this wickedness that is increasing by the day. For the defense and protection and victory of all Christians worldwide, especially the persecuted and all targeted individuals worldwide. For God to reveal any unconfessed sin, iniquity, trespasses, transgressions to his Christians that need to be repented of, and any ungodly agreements that we might have with this world. For God's will to be done in all Christian churches, whether in buildings, online, or otherwise, that are in bondage to the spirit of witchcraft, and for God to expose or remove all witches and ministers of Satan masquerading as angels of light in them. And to break the power of all witchcraft over these churches in Jesus' name, and to loose the spirits of truth and discernment on the deceived Christians worldwide, and for them to have eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive the truth, and to deliver his Christians from the spirit of witchcraft and from following a false light. We pray, as you instructed in Luke 10:2, that the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. And we pray according to Psalm 19:12-14, for the Lord to cleanse us from secret faults and to keep us from presumptuous sins, that they would not have dominion over us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. For all Christians to wake up and spread the gospel and push back against all their freedoms being taken away. For the destruction of the 501c3 FEMA clergy response teams being activated in America to betray and destroy the Christians, and that they would be exposed. We pray against the slaughter of the innocent and the Christians worldwide, and we loose legions of angels regarding all these prayer points to accomplish your will, and we bind up every devil, demon, evil entity, or fallen angel that would try to hinder these petitions or angels, and command them to go where Jesus Christ tells them to go, and command that none could come to take their place. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay, so today we're going to do mostly the current events first, and then we're going to finish with more of the Christian current event topics last. The first report is the UN has a plan of action to curtail free speech in every nation of the world. The UN Secretary General and Luciferian Satanist Antonio Guterres says that the quiet part out loud, that all speech contrary to established satanic narratives, whatever the narratives be of the New World Order or the globalist elite or whatever you want to call them, all speech contrary to their narratives must be reined in. So it says, don't look now, but your First Amendment rights are up for negotiation at the United Nations, just as they are at the World Economic Forum and other globalist organizations that are aligned with the burgeoning One World System. On June 18th, in recognition of the International Day for Countering Hate Speech, yes, they actually have a day for that, the United Nations Secretary General called for the eradication of all, quote, hate speech around the world. While that may sound nice in today's world, where it tickles the ears and for the naive Western liberals, keep in mind that hate speech is in the eye of the beholder. The UN statement should be seen as a harbinger, a clear signal that the UN and its many globalist allies are getting ready to clamp down even harder on what we the people are allowed to say or write online. The intent of the globalist is to criminalize all speech in which they disagree. Guaranteed, this website that's contendingfortruth.com, you know, that would be one of, I'm not saying it's their main target because I'm just not big enough, but the content that I get into, if it were widely known about, okay, I think that type of content would be at the top of the list because I try to be as politically incorrect as I possibly can be, because being politically correct is essentially satanic, okay, and it's against the truth. And I try to be, you know, I try not to conform to being politically correct. And the thing is if you can back it up, if you can back it up with factual knowledge, which is what we try to do here. So going forward here, it says that nothing could be more anti-American, as the founders of our nation were not concerned about protecting people's rights, people's right to say what is popular. Rather, it was the right to voice one's opinion that might be unpopular or controversial that they were most concerned about. This tends to be speech that is political or religious in nature. Yes. The globalist elites don't see it that way, though. They want to set the tone and the agenda and chill all other speech through threats and actual criminal punishments. That's the type of brave new world to which the globalists want to take us. We already see it happening in the UK, Canada, Germany, and other formerly free nations. There's a faction within the US that wants to go down the same road, and they have been using arcane laws to throw pro-life Americans in jail for long prison terms. And they did the same to the protesters who did nothing more than walk peacefully through the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Guterres added that, quote, the United Nations strategy and plan of action on hate speech provides a framework to tackle both causes and impacts of the scourge. And the United Nations is currently preparing global principles for information integrity to guide decision makers around these issues. It's always couched in these flowery terms that sound really, you know, so fair and true, and it's the exact opposite. They're calling evil good and good evil. The only speech that is going to be protected is evil speech, trans speech, LGBTQ speech. All these things the Bible clearly condemns, okay, in multiple places, both Old and New Testament. Anything that's clearly condemned in the Bible, like witchcraft, like the gay agenda, like, you know, you look at Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, that's not exactly an endorsement for that behavior, you know, if you're looking at that. Any kind of wicked behavior, that's what's going to be protected by them. And so anything that's going to expose wicked behavior, that's going to be couched as hate speech. That's how they're doing this. So it says, yes, the UN actually has a, quote, plan of action to curtail our speech, and you can read the entire plan here. And there's a link here in the PDF for, it'll be July 1st, 2024. All the PDFs are free, all the audios are free, and it's all right there. That unelected global body would even have such a plan, let alone be pushing it on the nations of the world, should concern every freedom-loving person out there. Okay, so kind of along these lines, I'm going to play this brief video, and it's entitled HARP can be used for mind control. They are located all over the earth. Many HARP stations are also hidden. Okay, so this is a lady, I believe, in the UK, and she's talking about this subject of HARP, the High Altitude Rural Resonance, you know. There's books, there's a book, I believe by Begich, on Angels Don't Play This Harp, that was one of the earliest books on this particular subject. I mean, we're talking, you can go back decades that they've known about this. And this is a lady that's an expert on this, talking about the subject.
Transmission system.
That's right. It's in the outside of Tromsø, the biggest harp type of thing, part of ASCAT system.
These are big, gigantic antenna arrays, HARP, okay? And you can heat up the ionosphere, you can influence weathers, you can create earthquakes, you can do all these things with the weather, and they can also be used for mind control. Here's a picture of one, an overhead aerial view of a HARP station. This isn't like some kind of rumor, okay? These things exist. The government even admits they exist, okay? And they're used in many, many different ways to manipulate weather and attack the populace and mind control and things of this nature. So just back up just a hair.
The biggest HARP type of thing, part of ASCAT system. The system going from Svalbard, Tromsø, Kiruna in Sweden has the headquarters of the whole system, and then in Lapland, in Finnish Lapland, in Sodankylä. And, you know, when they blast electromagnetic fields, it goes through all of Europe.
And do you think that's a form of mind control?
Oh, it can be used for mind control, of course, like HARP. And that is the danger, because people know nothing about mind control. They don't know that your thoughts can be changed, your attitudes, your feelings. If you love somebody, somebody sitting at a computer, even through satellites, can say, okay, let's make it opposite. And you start just detesting the person who you love. Mm. You can't be in the same room. You know, you feel...
Now, this is apart from the Lord protecting you. Okay, and this is why I always boil everything back to your relationship with Jesus Christ and you being saved. Because through Christ, you know, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. And he can protect you. He's perfectly capable of getting you through no matter what tech they're throwing at you. But if you're ignorant of Satan's devices and you don't even know these things even exist, well, chances are you're not going to ever pray about any of it. And again, that's why we have the prayer points up front. And that's why what you heard me mention avatars they could create for us. That was something I had mentioned in a previous study. And I think it had to do with what she was just saying there about having, you know, having you trying to turn your emotions on somebody that you love, turn it to hate. You know, all of a sudden, wow, I really love this person with all my heart. And now all of a sudden, I can't stand them. I can't stand to be in the same, or I have no interest in them. I'm indifferent. Apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, unfortunately, they do have this type of technology available. And this is why I think it's, you know, super noteworthy what she's talking about here.
I think this is terrible because you're making people into biological robots.
Right.
Yep, biological robots. Okay, so I just added on the prayer that we just prayed about CERN, the particle colliders and the 30,000 plus particle colliders and the D-Wave quantum computers, and I also added in HARP antenna arrays because... I don't think I have that in there. So I just kind of added that little guy in there. Okay, so the main current event, one of the main current events this last week was the whole debate with Biden and Trump. I wanted to at least address that. And even though this was a right versus left paradigm, Kabuki theater, quote, debate, okay, bread and circuses debate, to get us all focused in on who's going to be the president. Is it going to be Biden or is it going to be Trump? When they literally control both sides of that. They literally control both candidates. And there is, I mean, it's nobody, anybody that is on the right or the conservative wouldn't probably argue with you very much about Biden being, you know, totally evil. But Trump, you know, oh yeah, maybe they never got the memo, maybe they've never actually looked into it further on all of his wicked past dealings and the fact that he is totally controlled lock, stock, and barrel. I've got over 100 pages of documentation on his sexual deviancies, which are legion, including court papers, and then another separate file on all the wicked things he's done in his life and while he was in office that maybe you didn't hear about. Stuff that he owns. Stuff that he brags about, okay? So, as predicted last week, though, Redacted put out a video, an audio entitled "Biden will be replaced on the 2024 ballot." Now, this is way before the, probably a good week before the debate, and this was Congresswoman Luna confirmed this. Okay, now I give you the link to that if you want to listen to it. It's kind of, I'm not going to play it because it's just basically going to reiterate what I just said. Biden will be replaced on the 2024 ballot. Now, how that goes down, I'm not 100% sure. There's a lot of theories out there. Is, you know, Michael Obama, otherwise known as Big Mike. I mean, everybody, it's like how he's being referred to now. You know, it's a trans that was in the White House with Obama. It's well known. The one lady that had come out, the one famous actress lady that had come out and they had interviewed her and they asked her about Michelle and she says, oh, please, please. Everybody knows that Michelle is a trans. We all know that. There's all kind of visual proof. I won't go into it any further than that, but so many visual videos, pictures that Michelle has male anatomy out there, okay? These are not Photoshop. These are over and over. There's all kind of times when Obama called him Michael. There's pictures of him when they were dating where he's clearly a guy, okay? And he was undergoing probably transitional surgery at that point, okay? So Obama, it's well known he is a gay man. He frequented gay bathhouses in Chicago when he was running there on that community organizer platform. There is a famous gay bathhouse in Chicago that named a whole room after him because he was such a frequent customer. These are all things I've got into. I've got a gigantic file on him as well. If you were Satan, who would you want to put in office if you controlled this whole kabuki theater, right-left paradigm, Hegelian dialectic problem reaction solution mess that we find ourselves in that's going to take us into the New World Order, as the Bible predicts? Would you put in righteous people with a really strong moral code of ethics? Or would you put in the most deviant scum that posed as maybe on the surface as righteous people, but you could totally control them? It's a well-known fact that the gays and the trans are the most easiest to control because they are the most demon-possessed sect of our society. And it's also a absolute statistical fact that the gays and the trans are by far occupy a preponderance of the child molesters that are out there. I've went over all these governmental statistics before and that they have the highest death rate. The average gay man only lives to be 39. Statistical facts, okay? Lesbians aren't that much more. Because the days of the wicked, as the Bible says, will be shortened. Now, there are exceptions sometimes. Sometimes they will live longer. But overall, in the aggregate, in the main, lesbians, gay people, LGBTQ, and trans, who knows what their lifespan is? It's like the lifespan of a gnat. Because you cannot participate in that level of wickedness and sin and not have your light snuffed out at a very early age overall from a statistical standpoint. Because God will not be mocked. Period. We're going to talk about this later. I know it's not politically correct. I do apologize on that. You know, I'm not exactly being political. I'm normally politically correct, like I said. But today I'm kind of going off the rails a little bit. So, right on cue after the quote debate with Trump and Biden, the top headlines on Drudge already read, "Operation Replace Biden." Dems scramble with 130 days to go. Debate catastrophe. Now, never before on Drudge, which is a liberal rag, but I do check it because I'm checking the pulse of like the whole left. Because it's very leftist leaning. It used to be right leaning. It's very leftist leaning now. Never before had I seen these headlines about Biden. It was always praise for Biden. It was always, oh, this and this. And all of a sudden, the debate happens. Like, they didn't know this was going to happen. They thought Biden was going to go up there and kill it, knock it out of the park, you know, bottom of the ninth inning, World Series, game seven, and he just hits a grand slam home run. Bases loaded, hits a grand slam home run, out of the park. Not even an in-the-park home run, out of the park home run. That's evidently what they were expecting from Biden. Right, right. No, they knew that he was going to go and do what he did, okay? Whatever that is, whatever husk of a child-molesting devil that is that they had up on stage, because he is a child molester. I've proven that over and over again about Biden. That's well known. I mean, look at the creepy stuff he does with little girls on stage. He can't keep his grubby, slimy paws off these little children, these little girls. I mean, women too, but in particular little kids. So montages of videos of him doing this. He can't help himself. He is so demon-possessed to the toenails that he's incapable of, he has no governor at all. And yet they chose to install this addled husk, this addled child-molesting husk as the U.S. president, so that the whole world could see what a joke America is. That's a big reason they did it, so that we would be a laughingstock. Because America's the last domino that's got to fall before they install into the New World Order. And we're going to have 10, like the 10 toes in Daniel, the 10 kings. You're going to have 10 regions, and one of the regions is going to be the North American Union. That's going to be Canada, America, and Mexico. That'll be one region, and it'll have one king. And most likely the Bible predicts this, okay? But most likely, from what I've heard, the capital of that is going to be Denver, where they have the gigantic underground base, the Denver airport. Okay, so it's not going to be Washington, D.C., because there's a good chance Washington, D.C. may be wiped off the planet. It may be one of these places that is hit with a nuke. I don't know. Can't say that for sure, but I've been reported on this for years, that's most likely the way it's going to go down. So now, all of a sudden, instantly after the debate, everybody's turning on Biden. Albert Pike, the highest ranking Freemason of the 1800s, the man that was credited with rescuing modern day Freemasonry from the ashes, okay, one of the most wicked men that have ever lived, highest ranking Confederate war general that actually had a statue of himself inside the city limits of Washington, D.C. Now, why would you put a Confederate war general statue in the city limits of Washington, D.C. and honor him if he wasn't one of your own? I think they tore that down, though, during COVID, during all the really, really political correct stuff. I think that it might have gotten torn down or defaced or something. I don't know. This is the guy that wrote the Bible on Freemasonry, morals and dogma. There's two versions. There's an exoteric and there's an esoteric. The exoteric was the kind they would give to just the general Freemasons. This is the Freemasonic Bible, okay? The esoteric was only for the 31st, the 32nd, and the 33rd degrees, maybe the 30th. And there's even a quote that I've got on the tracks that I have regarding this, which says, you know, we tell the crowd, and I'm paraphrasing, we tell the crowd that we worship the God, the one that the world adores. Okay, that's what the Freemasons tell people. Okay, but to you, O sovereign grand masters of the 30th, of the 31st, of the 32nd, and the 33rd degrees, I tell you that we actually worship Lucifer. Okay, and it's a direct quote from the esoteric version of Morals and Dogma, the Freemasonic Bible. Albert Pike, here's a picture of him here. There's a little info that says, whenever the people need a hero, we shall supply him. Now, will Trump be the next hero again? Will he be resurrected like the phoenix that rises from the ashes? That's a totally Luciferian esoteric term. Will he be the one that, okay, finally now we're going to get justice, we're going to get Trump back in there, the same one that gave us that big, beautiful kill shot that's killed millions and is maiming millions to this day? It's the satanic gift that keeps on a giving. Triple boost and or triple vaxxed and triple boosted or whatever a lot of these people are. And then all the other vaccines they're shoving down people with all these satanic ingredients that I've went over time and time again, many of them cultured literally off aborted babies. Just go in the physician's desk reference, look up so many of these, chickenpox, MMR, Varvax, a lot of the COVID vaxes. It says they're cultured off human diploid cells from aborted fetal cell lines, and it'll tell you the strain line it comes from. Aborted babies they're growing these vaccines off. Why would you do that? It's not rocket science. I'm not telling you something you can't verify easily. I've given you all the proof before. It's because they're satanic. It's because they want to defile you. They want to bring a curse on you. And that's the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the COVID vaccines, which I've done over 100 studies on the whole COVID vaccine debacle and warned about. So the first Democrats on CNN talking afterward were saying the Democratic Party is now, quote, in deep panic. I heard it right out of their own mouth. Then another report read, hashtag swap Joe out. Panic Dems consider replacing Biden following the botched debate performance. Please, they knew all this was going to happen. This is all by design. Come on. Now, what they're going to do, I don't know. That some people have talked about they're going to put Big Mike in. Maybe Kamala Harris. Maybe Gavin Newsom. I don't really know. You know, I can't say 100% for sure. We'll see. So today, Drudge read, okay, this is 6/30/24, poll. 72% want Biden out. Current headlines on Drudge. Now, this is a online rag that, again, has done nothing but really defend Biden for the most part. Now, their main headlines are saying 72% want him out. The next one said, staff hid decline from public. How could you hide his decline from public? All you got to do is see him on TV and he's wandering off into the woods and he's like, you know, an addled husk of a person that can't control his faculties whatsoever. Total Alzheimer, dementia, you name it. Okay. Yeah, they hid his decline from public. Like we didn't already know that. Like he hasn't been a laughing stock for ever since he's been in office, pretty much. Then First Lady desperately clings to power. Okay. Now here we have a nice little picture that I posted in the PDF that I saw today. And it's a picture of Biden and Trump and they're kind of like shaking hands, but in the middle of where they're shaking hands is this big basket. And in the basket is like hundreds of syringes, basically, of vaccines. Okay. And in each of their other hands is also a basket of syringes of vaccines, okay? Trump and Biden both backed the COVID shots and every other shot, okay? And pushed them, and they still push them, so they should both be brought up on crimes against humanity. They should both be publicly executed, along with all the other pharma cartel and all the other politicians and all the other people that have pushed this satanic agenda on humanity. Only God knows doing what kind of damage to people on a body, soul, and spirit level, and what kind of curses they're bringing on themselves by taking these shots that I screamed about. I mean, from the moment this all started. And again, you go back, where's the foundation of this ministry as far as when I went online? It was that 14 city tour during the avian flu, which is where I warned about the H5N1, same one they're complaining about today, that they're gonna say they're gonna resurrect is disease X. And the main thing I warned about in that whole scenario was the vaccine agenda. Because it's always about what they can inject into your body. Get it right into the old bloodstream. So here's another report. And I think Michael Yon, and this is why you're not, again, I told you this. This is why you're not seeing Michael Yon on Alex Jones anymore. This is why you're not seeing Michael Yon on all the truth or freedom people that are out there pushing the truth or freedom doctor agenda. Because see, they're Team Trump all the way, which just lets me know that either they're totally on Team Evil, they're just right-left paradigm, they're just controlled opposition, okay, which is what I've told you that Alex Jones is, and Mike Adams, and so many of these other, General Flynn, Roseanne Barr, Tucker Carlson, you name it, they're all controlled opposition, okay? Michael Yon shows very heavy signs that he's not controlled opposition. But I said the moment he started coming after Trump, you're not going to see him anymore. Guess what? I'm only seeing him on his own platforms now. and anybody that might want to bring him on. Because, you can't say anything about Trump. No, he's a good dude. Yeah. Well, if not him, who? Well, I tell you what, guys. If you vote for Trump and you say, well, he's the lesser of two evils, a vote for the lesser of two evils is still a vote for evil. Okay, so you go to God with that. That's fine. I don't think your vote means anything anyway at this point. Now, I'm not saying local politics and stuff like that. I'm not saying we shouldn't do anything. I'm always encouraging my listeners to be proactive. I'm just saying at this level, you know, let's face it. There's no way Biden beat Trump in the last election. That was they totally stole it from Trump. Okay. And you don't think they'll do it again and put whoever they want to in there again? Come on. Like, things have changed. Like, I'm sure they haven't gotten more corrupt since Biden's been in there. I mean, sure, it's way better. Okay, so I'm going to let Michael Yon talk here.
Hello from Japan. A lot of stuff going on. Let's start very quickly with Panama. A new president's about to be inaugurated. Burning Edge team members are going there now. Oscar Blue just landed and was picked up at the airport. And Ann Vandersteel, I think, may have already gotten there or is on the way. I just left her a message. And so the new president, we set conditions that he could close the Darien Gap. We know that he's taking actions to do this at this point. I've got people down in the Darien giving me daily reports, which is normal every day, regardless of the presidential election. Anyway, the bottom line is we're working very hard to get that gap closed. Of course, we know that the invaders will go around that through various means, but we are throwing up obstacles. And the new president does look like he's actually taking some actions to close it. That's the way it's looking now. Now, back to Japan. I'm here because of these self-replicating mRNA jabs that are being rolled out. And they're going to hit the streets big time in October. That's the schedule.
They're literally called the Replicon vaccines. Replicon, like the replicators. Like nanotech, replicators in you. Now, if you thought the COVID vaccines were bad, where do you see these? And they're going to replicate and they're going to spread way more according to what he's saying. According to the scientists he's met with, these people are going to be, it's going to be like shedding on triple steroids. Now, again, this is why it's very important you pray for protection from God, because I do believe he can protect you from, you know, the effects of this. But this is what he's talking about here.
Way already thousands of people have been jabbed. These are self-amplifying mRNA. They are basically like a virus.
Messenger RNA, which rewrites your DNA and deletes DNA code like your immune system. Like codes that in your immune system that help you deal with cancer. And I wonder why there's all this turbo cancers now. Kind of like out of nowhere since the COVID shots. Huh. And people's immune systems being deleted and people just dropping dead for no reason. You know, the COVID shot can cause over 10,000 things they've even been self-admitted to. I went over that in more than one of my studies. I mean, we're talking the most weird, crazy stuff that you could possibly imagine. And when you have a shot that can cause over 10,000 things, guess what that gives them? A lot of plausible deniability. Well, it wasn't us. Wasn't us. We didn't do it. Just crazy. Crazy coincidence. No, it's all by design on purpose.
So it's a jab virus in essence, right? So there's a big meeting tomorrow up in Sendai about this with Dr. Murakami, and Masako Ganaha and others will be there as well, various scientists and doctors. I got sidetracked. I'm supposed to be there to speak, but these things going on in Panama are quite serious and required some help. And so there's only so many battles I can help fight at once. I may take a bullet train and head to Sendai late tonight. Anyway, bottom line.
Now, I thought when I first heard that, when he says there's so many things I can do to help, and then he said, I thought he might have said, I may take a bullet in the head tonight, you know, because he just can't do it all or whatever. I didn't know if he said that. I mean, he's a bullet train. I'm sorry. Kind of, now I know how rumors get started. Sorry about that.
As you saw the debate, many people did with Hamburger Man and Donald Trump. You know, people are like, wow, look how Trump beat him up. I mean, look, I mean, seriously, the guy Biden is rotten hamburger. So it's rotten really hamburger. Impressive.
Biden is rotten hamburger. I don't think I've heard a more truer or better description of old creepy pedo Joe in my life. Rotten hamburger. I mean, that is nifty. I've heard that they follow him around with a big, gigantic, what they call pelican boxes, those big plastic boxes, because he poops his pants so much that it's a constant issue that they've got to deal with. Now, this is going back for years, okay? He doesn't like wearing adult diapers, and it's a problem. It's a real problem, a problem that, wow, yeah. So there's a lot of stuff going on with old Pedo Joe that is not good.
That Trump beat him up. I know people are very upset with me, family, friends, old army buddies, even some are upset that I still go against Trump.
Yeah, well, I've lost more listeners since I started going against Trump than any, probably about any other thing I've ever put out. Yeah, I would say overall, 100%. Because that really separated a lot of people. I think part of it's the fact that they're like, well, if Trump's not good, what hope do we have? We have hope in Jesus Christ. Our hope is not in this world. We're just a passing through, like the Bible says. We're like, you know, this isn't even our home. I know it's hard to view the world that way because we do live here. But, you know, we can't rely on whatever remedy this wicked world may provide in order to, you know, feel good about things and feel warm and fuzzy. They control both sides of the narrative. They control Trump. They control Biden. And they control all these politicians at the highest levels, okay? They're all controlled opposition.
Trump is clearly part of the other team. He is a huge force behind these jab rollouts.
Yep.
And, you know, people...
And this is why you won't hear Michael yawn on most likely Mike Adams or Alex Jones or any of these other truther places ever again. Unless he recants this, or unless he stops saying this. I said this was going to happen, and it has.
I know all the arguments, you know, that Trump gives us a choice. That's slave talk, by the way. I hate slave talk.
Yeah.
Trump gave us a choice or gives us a choice. Really, don't bring that slave talk. It's kind of gross, actually. We fought a revolutionary war to get rid of that stuff. I had two grandfathers at least fight in it. You know, I don't like slave talk. Trump... Saint Trump gave us a choice. Okay, whatever.
Saint Trump.
children 6 months and above are getting jabbed, right? We're seeing it here. Mm-hmm. Misako and I saw it on two events in Yokohama at the baseball stadium. And about a quarter of the people that were brought in were small children to get jabbed, right?
Mm-hmm. Because they got to defile the innocent at the earliest possible age. I mean, you have a baby and they're wanting to give your baby all these vaccines its first day. In America, including Hep B, which is a sexually transmitted disease that you can typically only get through unprotected, like, gay sex. Typically, that's where it comes from. Or IV needle use. Now, I don't know a lot of babies that are junkies and have a lot of unprotected gay sex babies. But no, give them the Hep B the first day and then all the other cocktail of evil that they give them the first day to defile them at the earliest possible age. Definitely, that's a good satanic idea. And this is why I'm so adamant about what I do, because it's so incredibly obvious, all these satanic agendas afoot. I mean, I knew about that when I was, one of the things I did learn at Life Chiropractic College when I was back there in Marietta in, you know, from 89 to 93, one of the things they did teach us a lot was the evils of the vaccines. And that was one of the first things I ever, ever, ever learned about. And it was like, whoa, this is wicked. And it's only gotten worse since then.
In any case, so if we go with the argument that Trump gave us a choice for the poison, that doesn't explain away how he also gave that jab or provided that jab, that weapon of mass destruction to people who don't give a choice, to people who, those 6 months old babies don't have a choice, right? Mm-hmm. The weapons were provided, right? It's kind of disconcerting that this has to be explained to educated people.
Exactly.
That Trump is not a saint because he gave us a choice. He supplied the weapons to the people.
Contrary to that, he's the one that gave us Operation Warp Speed, which yoked up the government and the military in about 2020, near the end of 2020, to distribute, according to him, that great, big, beautiful kill shot that he took credit for, that he still takes credit for to this day, and that he still owns. Well, and I'm glad he still owns it. I'm glad he didn't say that I shouldn't have done this. I want him to keep owning it. I want him to keep taking credit. Because, I mean, at least it's honesty.
That are depopulating us, right?
Yep.
And people, I know, people get upset and they're like, oh, I'll never support you again. Okay, good. Fine. I got it.
I feel the same way. I'm sorry. I mean, I love my listeners and everything, but if that's like the deal breaker, you know, I'm not going to change something about what I'm putting out when it's like as obvious as the nose on your face what's going on here. And I've provided all the facts over and over and over again about these kill shots over the years, not just COVID vaxes, but long before that with the other vaccines. I've got gigantic files on this stuff. A lot of the stuff you can look up on your own. It's really, there's no debate if you actually look at it, look at the subject fully.
It doesn't matter. If we lose this war, it doesn't matter, right? It matters not. Our countries are being destroyed.
Now, the problem with Michael Yon is he's not coming at this from a biblical standpoint. He's not coming at this like a Christian. His hope is in, unfortunately, is in our efforts and in man. Okay, so that's where I would definitely diverge from where I get what he's saying, and I do think we should be proactive, but that's something that, you know, is noteworthy regarding his belief system.
Europe is essentially gone. I've been there quite a lot in recent few years. Japan is being hit really hard. You should see that people are falling off the trees here, dying. Likewise in the United States. Can you even turn on the news these days without mysterious died suddenly cases? It's right. Every day now. Yeah. I mean, well-known people in many instances, right? Bottom line, there's reasons why I don't support Trump. He is Team Zionist, just like Biden is. Exactly. He's Israel first. Yep. Many, many other reasons. But the bottom line is, people keep accepting the...
And we're talking the Kabbalistic, Talmud-loving, Goyim-hating Zionist Jews that want to wipe us off the planet. I've given you their quotes over and over. I'm not throwing all Jews under the bus, but the ones at the top of the food chain and the political systems that have absolutely, totally infiltrated our political system, they're the ones in control, and they're the ones really at the forefront of bringing this genocide to us.
The bad choices. That's how we get painted into these corners, right? And people say, what's your solution? What's my solution to the tens of millions of invaders who are now in the United States? Well, my solution wasn't paid attention to enough, right? Yes. My solution was don't let them in, which what old-timers were saying that back when, I don't know, long before our grandparents were born, they were saying, be careful who you let in, right? And obviously...
A country without borders is not a country. We don't have borders. They're wide open for the most part. I mean, if you're wicked and evil, they're sure wide open, you know? And that's what we have.
They're right. Now the demographic warfare is quite intense. There is no solution after you let your house burn down. I mean, I don't have magic to reconstitute your house. It's being burned down. Tens of millions more are coming, right? I mean, it hundreds of millions eventually. And I'm telling you, I'm watching how this is unfolding. There's so much knowledge in my head about what's going on because I'm out here on the ground.
I don't know anybody on the planet that's done more to document the flow of illegals, the terrorists that are coming, how they're emptying out the prisons, how they're bringing the worst of the worst from African countries, from Muslim countries, from China, from Russia, so much of them, the vast majority being military age fighting men, and then all the children they're bringing as well in order to use for human trafficking and sex slavery and only God knows what else, other Luciferian things the children are being used for that are coming across the border. I don't know anybody on the earth that's done more to firsthand give you boots on the ground, verified proof of that than Michael Yon. Nobody. And he's not the only one doing it. There's a lot of other people doing it as well.
With people like Misako and Ann Vandersteel and Oscar Blue and Anthony Rubin from Muckraker and so many others were out here rolling around and seeing this stuff. We took Brett Weinstein to the jungle. Dr. Chris Martinson, Laura Loomer, congressmen, and I've been across the entire southern U.S. border, the entire Texas border, from SpaceX to San Diego, much of that on the Mexican side and much on the U.S. side. I know that border, right? And I've been, we were up on the Canadian border, which is the biggest land border in the world. So we're being hit with multiple, numerous weapons of mass destruction, one of which is the poisons. Those are clearly killing people and affecting fertility. I'm out here all the time with all the key scientists like Dr. Yasufumi Murakami. If I get on the bullet train tonight, I'll be with him tomorrow all day. I'll spend 2 days with him, actually. I've already spent a lot, Masako and I are with him all the time, up in his lab and that sort of thing, and other doctors and scientists, and then we meet the crew here. And we spend not just like 30 minutes with him, we'll spend 10, 12 hours a day, breakfast all the way to late dinner, right? So, I mean, we're getting access to what's happening here in Japan. Chinese have bought crematoria. They bought huge amounts of crematoria here in Tokyo in 2020. Why 2020? And why crematoria, right? Now, we had lunch recently with the nephew of the Dalai Lama, and we talked about this, the spiritual warfare aspects of it, but there's also other aspects. When people die here in Japan, you get access to a great deal of information about the deceased, right? So that's putting the Chinese, the mainland Chinese, who are buying this huge crematoria capacity here and increase the prices dramatically for dying here in Japan, right when these death jobs are coming out. That also gives them tremendous access to intelligence that can be used for any sorts of things, certainly to make money, for one thing. So anyway, bottom line, we're being hit with a lot of different weapons. We're clearly going to go into famines eventually. And I'm just saying, Trump is not our guy, period. Period. Full stop. Do I have a solution? It's got to be somebody else. We have to stop accepting the...
Come on, though. Come on, Michael. They're not... The powers that be, the globalist Luciferian that control the whole right-left paradigm, you really think they're going to let a righteous person in there to save the day? And again, from a biblical standpoint, if he had any kind of biblical worldview, he would understand... The next one that's most likely coming is the Antichrist and false prophet on the heels of World War III, which will then bring us into the seven-year tribulation period, like the Bible talks about, okay? And I've done teachings on why the tribulation is a seven-year period. And I've been getting a lot of emails lately of people trying to convince me of preterism again, like that this all happened in 70 AD. Sorry. That's not happening. I've done tons of studies exposing that, Chuck Baldwin, and that whole thing. There's so many things that you have to ignore to believe in preterism. I mean, it's just, and supersessionism. And I've done whole studies on that as well. And I'll lose a lot more listeners off that as well. And that, you know, listen, I'm not going to recant what I believe to be obvious truth here regarding this subject. And on a lot of these things like that, the thing is if we would go back even 5 years ago, we wouldn't be having this argument because you wouldn't, you know. But now all of a sudden there's all these new theories out there like flat earth and preterism and supersessionism, and which really leads you to dominionism, which means, oh, well, we're just going to be done away with the seven-year tribulation. Well, that sounds pretty nice. Jesus Christ just going to come back, which is where preterism and supersessionism leads you to. Well, that sounds a whole lot better than having to go through the seven-year tribulation under Antichrist or false prophet, because that obviously already happened way long ago. Come on. Really? I mean, again, I've done whole teachings. I have whole files. You can just key in preterism, supersessionism, Chuck Baldwin, that whole subject. And that's my answer. That's my answer to that. Anyway, let's go further.
At least a bad, when he's transparently one of them. I mean, he even has done the professional wrestling thing, you know, yeah. Showing you who he is.
Kayfabe.
He tells you who he is. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I just watched that again when Trump was there. Was it 2006 when he tackled Vince McMahon, and then they shaved his head in the middle of the ring. I mean, it was so It was kayfabe. It was the whole fake wrestling thing, and Trump, that's what he does. It's an act. He's an actor. And the WWE or whatever that he was in with the fake wrestling for the time that he was in it, that was just getting him, you know, for the, that whole kayfabe was getting him ready to be president of the United States. It's all fake. And they were showing you that from the beginning. Okay, now, switching gears a little bit, this, just wanted to mention this because there was a lot of stuff that we talked about in the last study with Russia and our provocation of Russia, and that they were saying they were going to retaliate over what happened on the beach of Crimea, where all those people got, some got killed, some were children, a ton of people got injured because of one of our missiles or whatever that got blown up over there. So there's going to be retribution for that, I believe, and this is why this happened. So I'm going to play this.
This is Dabu 7. There's constantly a lot going on out there on the war fronts around the globe, but Ukraine being one that is directly pulling the United States into the front lines, whether people realize this or not. Now, with the recent events that happened in Crimea, with the attack on the beach, Vladimir Putin in Russia is now putting a warning saying that they're going to retaliate. It's not a question of if, but when and how. Of course, the whole proxy thing with Ukraine is a battlefield within itself. But now that the U.S. is greenlit using weapons inside of Russia, and now that this attack has gone down and they say it killed two children, who's saying that there's going to be dire circumstances attached to this and that they cannot not respond. So however they want to word it, the warning is being put out there full scale. They've been saying this whole time that anyone that wants to supply munitions or anything to Ukraine is opening themselves up for a direct hit or attack. Now that Russia is getting hit inside of their country and that their beaches are getting hit, what would it take for them to respond from here? I don't think much more of anything. I think that at this point, they've got enough valid excuses to where if something goes down, they can say it was because of this, 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 or this. Now, keep in mind, the whole Russian flotilla that just docked in Cuba and the sub that they were sitting there circling off the East Coast as it was going up into the Atlantic. What would stop that sub from launching anything or from doing anything? You couldn't stop it if he did. Try to blow it up in the water, you got yourself a tsunami bomb on the coastline, which in itself would probably do more devastation than hitting one target. I feel that we have entered a window where there's no turning back. Once something of this magnitude goes down, and they can point to it and say, see what you did, they're not just going to keep taking it. In my opinion, I feel like people can ignore these warnings, but something is about to happen. Whether it's them or not, something can always be done and point the finger at them as well here on this world stage. But I want to let it be known, I've always thought that the circumstances surrounding Crimea were going to be the linchpin for the big war. I've got videos on that. Also got videos on
now how we're talking about World War III.
Chinese rover pic shows a mushroom cloud coming from this exact area from years ago. Not a coincidence in my book. I believe it's all about to happen. Join me for the live streams.
Okay, so wanted to just at least touch on that. Now, this also is related to that false flag alert. Russian MOD warns that the USA is set to release H5N1 avian bird flu. Because avian implies bird. Let me just write that in there. Bird flu bioweapon ahead of the 2024 election and blame the new pandemic on Putin. Now, I'm not saying this is the case, but there's a lot of different scenarios and ways. And I think it's fluid. I don't think, you know, I think even with the New World Order, it's day to day on a lot of this stuff. Yeah, they've got long-term plans, but as far as what card they're going to play, that may change on a day-to-day basis. I've heard that elections are going to be suspended. I've heard that they're going to get Biden out of there. I mean, that's what they seem to be heavily posturing towards. I mean, even the liberal media is saying Biden's got to go. So that means that they're going to have to put somebody in the place. Who are they going to run? I talked about that earlier. Are they going to maybe suspend it due to some big thing like this? Some bioweapon release, World War III breaking out. This could go a lot of different ways, and I'm not going to be dogmatic about any of those because I just don't know. But Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, Chief of Radiation, Chemical, and Biological Protection Forces of the Armed Forces of the Russian Federation, issued a video briefing this week claiming the United States may soon launch a biological false flag and blame it on the Kremlin. The U.S. military veteran and researcher known as War Clandestine on X posted a segment of Kirillov's statement explaining the new report alleges the Pentagon relocated its secretive Ukrainian biolab operation to Africa due to Russia's liberation of the labs in the Ukraine. Kirillov alleges the Biden-owned Metabiota, Biden owns this evidently, and other intermediary NGOs are running cover for all of this. And there's a little video link if you want to watch him talk, this Russian military person. The Russian military general specifically said the U.S. biolab activities are taking place in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which, you mean, is about as far off the grid as you're probably going to get, where a new variant of the monkeypox that is reportedly causing miscarriages and has a fatality rate of 10% is currently spreading. Kirillov also explained how the U.S. government is using third-party companies, such as Hunter Biden-linked groups, Metabiota and EcoHealth Alliance, as well as a company called Quicksilver and 20 others as cover. These corporations are essentially used as buffers so the government doesn't get into legal trouble by creating bioweapons against global agreements. Clandestine wrote on his X post, quote, "Also keep in mind the founder of Biden-owned Metabiota is Ghislaine Maxwell." Yeah, that's Jeffrey Epstein, the child molester that had the Lolita Express, Epstein Island, where Trump went, and a bunch of other stars and political figures went. Ghislaine Maxwell and a Clinton affiliate virologist, Nathan Wolf, that the founder of the Biden-owned Metabiota is Ghislaine Maxwell and this other guy. Okay, so that's good company there. To conceal the purposes of research, Washington uses third parties. These are contracting and intermediary organizations like we just mentioned, and as well as enterprises of the so-called big pharma. So yeah, sounds about right. Okay, so along these lines, next video, nightmare bombshell, Democrats officially prepare internment camps for white American conservatives, because we all know, according to them and the official narrative, white American conservatives, especially if you're Christian and you're pro-Second Amendment and you're pro-life, you are the source of all evil in the universe and you must be eliminated. Whereas trans people and gays and Antifa and Black Lives Matter and terrorists and illegal aliens and pro-death, pro-abortion, Luciferians, LGBTQ marching in the streets, marching with Luciferians, they're the good people. They're the ones that need to be protected. And obviously, woe unto them, as the Bible says, to call evil good and good evil. But see, that's the norm now. And the Bible predicted it was going to be this way, okay? And this is what we're always trying to do. We're always trying to bring it back to the Bible and say, hey, listen, guys, this isn't something that you're probably going to hear in a 501c3 church, but I can give you Bible verses where it clearly indicates that we're moving into dark days. Jesus Christ said, the night is coming when no man can work. And the evil men, 2 Timothy 3:13, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. The word wax means grow, deceiving and being deceived. And that the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared with a hot iron. I believe 1 Timothy 4:1. So that's where we're at now.
How are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump.
This document is called FM 3 through 39.40, Internment and Resettlement Operations. And it's a comprehensive manual issued by our very own Department of the Army.
There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republican, who somehow need to be deprogrammed.
But here's where it gets interesting.
Now, these are the ultra left liberals in that control most of the mainstream media saying these things, that we need to be put in internment camps, that we need to be deprogrammed. That really, really, if they were saying what they really meant, they would say we need to be executed. We need to be in prison and then executed and then eliminated off the planet because we're impeding the satanic New World Order agenda that they want to bring into place. Because if they were talking, they would say, we represent evil, we love Lucifer, we are of our father the devil, and of his works and of his lusts we will do. And he was a murderer from the beginning, and so are we. Okay, and again, if there was honesty in what they were saying, that's what they would say.
Read within the dense military jargon and procedural detail as a framework that could, under certain circumstances, be applied domestically. Yes, you heard that right. This manual provides guidance that is adaptable to various operational environments, including potentially right here at home.
Because they've been brainwashed, Joy. I really believe that they have been brainwashed by this misinformation campaign. So how do you...
Now, these are all these deviant liberal devils that are obviously the voice of reason. They're the only adults in the room. They're all closet, most likely all closet Luciferians, and that do the most despicable things behind closed doors that you could even possibly imagine. If they weren't, they wouldn't be in these positions where they could brainwash the masses, because they only use their own to do these types of things. They only use their own as these type of mouthpieces of Satan. So bear in mind, it's like getting a morality lesson from Satan when you hear them talk.
Radicalize these people.
Once we educate them, we coax them on how to interact and empower the person to start thinking for themselves.
I think a lot of people are going to have to...
No, all I need is the Bible to know how to think for myself. I don't need your satanic guidance, you bunch of fork-tongued devils. I don't need any of that.
The program. We had a program addressing white supremacist...
Just letting illegals pour over the border, LGBTQ taking over. I mean, all this... protections being stripped from anybody of a conservative bent at all, being given over, so many of our legally law-abiding people on the streets now, our replacements have come in, they're coming in by the millions, all these illegal aliens emptying out the prisons in these third world countries to bring them over here, all these terrorists that want to kill us and want to annihilate us, child sex trafficking, all this stuff, that's all fine. That's all wonderful, good, and righteous. But see, anybody that is actually of a righteous bent, of a Christian righteous bent in particular, and has any kind of moral compass. See, we're the ones that need to be eliminated. Okay, that's what they're saying here.
Federal programs that went towards funding organizations like these that de-radicalized people. And President Trump pulled the plug.
Let's take a closer look at some of the specifics.
And again, but when they said that about Trump, he's got to be good, or they want to be attacking Trump. No, it's right-left paradigm, guys. It's Coke Pepsi. It's Hegelian dialectic. It's problem, reaction, solution. We'll give you both sides of the thing. We'll give you Coke. We'll give you Pepsi. We'll give you Biden. We'll give you Trump. We'll let you select that. We're giving you the choice you want. We control both sides. But see, you think that you're getting... if you get Trump, that you're going to get something that we're not actually controlling. You think you're getting something good, okay? When in reality, we still control Trump just like we control Biden. And this has been the way it has been for, you know, probably, since politics was around.
Chapter after chapter, this document meticulously details how to set up and manage internment and resettlement facilities, how to process and transport detainees, and even how to handle medical and dental care for them. It talks about capturing, screening, and interrogating detainees and outlines the roles and responsibilities of military police units in these operations. Now, imagine these procedures not just in a foreign war zone.
He's showing this document in the background.
On American soil. The manual doesn't explicitly state that these operations will take place within the United States, but it leaves the door wide open.
What ultimately breaks that power structure in the South is enforcement, right? There has to be consequences.
Over.
So all these are just absolute, the most absolute liberal, satanic mouthpieces that are, you know, that you're hearing talk here, okay? Shea Garrison, PhD, George Mason University. It's one person after another, just spewing out their satanic liberal agenda.
Half our country needs to be reprogrammed, not just 75 million people that voted for Trump, but the conservatives in this country.
Consider the chapter on civil support operations, which highlights the involvement of military police in civil missions, coordinating with civilian authorities. This could easily extend to domestic scenarios where the military might be called in to manage large-scale disruptions or civil unrest. We're also looking at chapters that cover the rehabilitation of detainees and the resettlement of displaced civilians. Think about that. Rehabilitation programs for detainees, resettlement operations for dislocated civilians. These are terms we associate with wartime operations in foreign lands. But here they are in a document that is perfectly applicable to situations within our own borders.
A Bernie Sanders staffer was caught on undercover camera saying that Trump voters should be sent to re-education camps.
What are we going to do with those people that resist the change? Because that's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what. In Cuba, what do they do to...
So this is Kyle Jurek, field organizer for Bernie Sanders. Feel the burn, Bernie Sanders. He says, I tell you what we do in Cuba, what we did to reactionaries. So this is what he's saying that need to be done with you and I listening to this broadcast and any other conservative.
Reactionaries.
They shot him on the beach.
Yeah, and he's shaking his head real, real animated. Yeah, shoot him on the beach. Because that's ultimately what this is really, what they want to bring this to, is mass extermination of all conservatives. Now, they're not factoring in God. They're not factoring in the Lord Jesus Christ on the saved Christians. In that, at the end of the day, they're not running the show. God is, okay? This is God's show that we're in. It's the Bible coming to life is what it is. So they're not factoring that in at all. Okay, so you can barely hear this, but this is Project Veritas. They're talking to Michael Beller, principal counsel, PBS, public broadcasting system, of course, you know, they're pure evil. If Biden wins, we go for all the Republican voters, and Homeland Security will take away their children. This is what they want to do here. And, you know, they could feign in the whole thing about this thing with Biden and go into full panic mode, and then, you know, that would be their excuse to whatever. I do believe it's all pre-planned. Maybe release these biologicals, maybe World War III scenario where Biden would stay in office as a puppet dictator. Maybe they'll get him out of there and install somebody with half a brain in their head so that they can actually, you know, rule over us or whatever. Because Biden's obviously, you know, he's gone. So Veritas is seeking insiders within mainstream media and government agencies. Okay, so let's hear what he has to say more. So they'll put them, the Trump supporters' children, they're going to put them into re-education camps. And the PBS supporter, I believe they're laughing about it and they think it's great.
What's even more troubling is the absence of clear boundaries. The document doesn't draw a firm line to exclude domestic application. Instead, it provides a flexible framework that can be adapted to various operational environments. The ambiguity is unsettling. It's like they've crafted a comprehensive plan for internment and resettlement and left it intentionally vague enough to be implemented anywhere, including right here in the U.S.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
No, they don't. But this is this liberal garbage, like they're saying, no, your kids don't belong to you. They belong to whole communities. Like Hillary says, it takes a village. And this is a woman that actively goes out and child sacrifices children. And I've covered that over and over. All these Luciferians at the top of the food chain, that's what they do. That's why they're in the positions of power they're in. Because there's nothing debased, there's nothing debauched, there's nothing evil that they won't do or haven't done. And that's exactly why they're in these positions of power. Because they need somebody that's totally sold out to Satan in order to be at that level.
Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
This isn't about fear-mongering. This is about being aware and vigilant. As citizens, it's our responsibility to scrutinize these documents and ask the hard questions. Why does our military have a manual for internment and resettlement operations that could be used domestically? And more importantly, under what circumstances would they deploy these procedures on American soil?
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
This is Hillary, March 19th, 2015. She says, I've decided. Oh, so Hillary's decided. The child molesting, and I played stuff about this that's just, I don't even want to repeat. She's so evil. She is so wicked. It just, you know, just, I don't even want to go down that road. But she's decided. So again, here we have Satan giving us a morality lesson, okay, about what she's decided about what people, the conservatives and Christians need.
Decided we really need camps for adults, and we need the kind of camps that you all run. I mean, really,
these are prison camps. These are the internment camps that are being built, that we've been talking a lot about, that have been built. The FEMA camps, you know, we've talked about in times past, over 800 of them already existed. And then we've been talking about this a lot lately, is they're building more of them under the guise of housing illegals, but they're empty. The ones that they've got are still empty. Yet Mayorkas keeps asking for more bed space for these camps. And what they're doing is they're preparing them for us. Now, I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm telling you, this is what they're actively doing right now. And again, if you don't know about these things, well, I don't want you to be caught flat-footed. And I also, you know, you won't even know to pray about it if I don't tell you about it as a watchman. Next report, hundreds of thousands of Americans are going off-grid in anticipation of what is coming.
What's up, guys? Dabu 7 back at you again. This time, I want to talk specifically about off-grid survival. It seems that we've got a lot of people going down this route or thinking about going down this route. And the numbers show that we've got some 20 million preppers in this country. That number has doubled since 2017. It's going to continue to grow as people are looking to break away from the system and break away from all the bills and things like that. But is it really feasible? Can you make it work? Those are questions that arise often, and I have people ask me different things like what we're doing. I've put out videos talking about water catchment already. That's definitely one thing that you're gonna wanna have on your list. Now, when it comes to this, when it comes to getting off grid, really, first thing that comes to mind for me is getting far out away from what I call the zombies, which are people that are not prepared and are going to come looking to steal and take whatever they can find. If you're out far enough, you're going to get past a certain area where that's really not going to affect you a whole lot. Now, it also depends on where you live. Where I live, in Kentucky, everybody's growing. Everybody's got a garden in the yard. So everybody's got that food.
Just so you know, he said everybody's got a garden in their yard.
And that's something that I would think about as well. If you're in a state that has given you issues with water catchment and catching water, which is key to survival, man, I think twice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
there's states that have outlawed your ability to catch water, rainwater. They're like, no, you can't do that. No. And I mean, you get into that and it's like, well, how much more Big Brother can you possibly be? You're telling me something that falls from the sky, I can't store water. You know, you couldn't get a whole lot more satanic than that.
That's where it all begins. You're going to need to be able to catch water en masse without any problems, any issues for you, your family, and for your crops. Big time. Now, in terms of the location, you're going to have to figure that out on your own. You're going to have to pick a spot that suits you and your needs. But again, I'd get out in the wide open where you can't see a single house or business anywhere.
Yeah.
That's where I'd begin. Then whatever you want to build, that's up to you. Size of your family, the type of house. There's all types of different things you can go with out there, from earthships to simple cabins. But regardless of what you...
And I realize this is not for everybody, but I wanted to at least let him talk about this particular subject, because I think there's merit.
You're going to have to heat it, power it, and all that. And one of the best ways that I've found out here is solar power. Solar has already done us a world of wonders just with the small system that I've got hooked up in this shed.
Yeah. And he's kind of giving a tour of his property.
I have a much larger system to power the whole house. And be prepared to spend some money on this. I mean, it's something that's going to last you 10 to 20 years. You might want to think about who you go with in terms of supplies, replacement parts. I definitely wouldn't be buying anything out of China, that's for sure. I'd be buying American-made as much as you can, because when it really hits the fan, you need replacement parts for things like solar panels and things like that. You're going to want to be able to get them right here in this country, not waiting months, if not forever, to get it. So solar power, energy, things of that nature, a safe place, water catchment, like I said, dig you a well if you need to. These are things that I would really be thinking about in terms of going off grid. That is the meaning, the definition of going off grid, having no connections to the grid.
Right.
Do what you got to do with the septic system, outhouse system.
If you're totally off grid, then you're not going to be connected to the smart meter, which is huge on that. I mean, that by itself is just amazingly awesome if you could get off that.
Look into things like that. These are the roads you're going to have to go down and think about if you're talking about going off grid. I've been at this for years now, years and years, and it's not going to happen overnight. Even if you've got all the money in the world,
right,
Nothing's going to happen overnight. It takes time. You got to make sure there's resources around. And for instance, like when we did a build, we helped some people that we know this past summer do a build, and it was kind of difficult just getting the right workers up into the mountains, into the right spot.
Oh, yeah.
Where we needed them. Much less you're talking concrete trucks and all that. All the roads got to be cleared first. We spent years
working. Think about that. Getting a concrete, you're way, way, way off grid, and you want to build something that requires concrete, something substantial. How are you going to get a concrete truck up there? You know? He said the roads had to all be, you know, redone just for that one thing. So this is a logistical nightmare for the most part, okay? Especially if you're up in the mountains or something. Just things to bear in mind that he's bringing up, I think, that are, you know, I hadn't even thought of that when he said that.
On roads before anything else. Years working on roads and pathways and clearing spots before anything else. Then finally got to build. So, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. It's all that I could say. If you got to take out a loan, credit cards, whatever you got to do, do it.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with going in debt, because the Bible says that the borrower is servant to the lender, and that's unbiblical. He's not a Christian, so bear that in mind. That, you know, but I wanted to play that because I think it's noteworthy what he's saying here. Okay, so next report. Breaking: DHS whistleblower exposes Biden's construction of internment camps for Americans and a massive child traffic sex rings, because it's all connected together. Okay, now this is JJ Carroll again. You heard me play him on a redacted interview. This is a really large interview. It's 52 minutes, and it's super important what he's. I'm only going to play the first part because I have covered this, and I don't have time to really play a lot more. I'm going to play the intro into this. And unfortunately, the audio on this isn't very good. It's not on my end. It's on Alex Jones's end, and I have no clue what's going on with that. But I'm going to go ahead and roll this.
America's become, our government has become the world's largest modern-day child sex trafficking organization. Yeah. Okay, I know it's hard.
Largest child sex trafficking organization in the world, thanks to the open borders, thanks to, and primarily, I mean, it's exploded under Biden, and that is true, okay? But yeah, that's what, and can you imagine God looking down on this, and that one aspect alone, all the abortion mills, and then all the child sex trafficking. I mean, that does not bode well for America.
Here, and it's disgusting, but it coincides with talk about detention facilities. You have over 400 detention facilities for children across the United States of America, meaning they have created a distribution center, a service like Amazon. They come across the border in Texas, which has over 100 of these detention facilities, California, Arizona. They take them there and they shoot them out through an already established highway, super highway, if you will, to hundreds of more facilities that detain children. So if they've already created that, why would you think creating more detention facilities in every state of the union, they don't have the capacity to do that? I've already told you it's in the budget. They've already budgeted it. Look at, you're showing on camera, these children. Listen, Alex, this is the most disgusting, evil thing that
they're showing a lot of their previous footage of them taking these poor children and putting them on buses, putting them in minivans with people that are obviously not their parents and just shipping them off. And they're working with a lot of these 501c3 supposed Christian organizations that are actually, I guess he said Jewish Family Services is at the very, very top. I'm sure it's the Zionistic type of thing that's, like I said, is infiltrated, Kabbalistic-loving, Talmud-loving, Christ-hating, you know, Zionistic Jew demographic that absolutely totally dominates our government. 100% lock, stock, and barrel. And again, it's not, I'm not talking about the rank and file, everyday Jews. God's not done with the Jews. I've done many, many studies on that, okay? But I'm talking about these other, this other sect that are in high political office. And they're the ones that are actually supplying, they're like at the head of the food chain. And actually, he gets into that in detail in this 52-minute study. If you want to know more about that, he goes into it in depth. They're at the top of the food chain. But there's all these other 501c3 supposed Christian organizations like Catholic ones and Lutheran ones and Methodist ones and all these others that are actually also facilitating this and bringing in this these children. And it is just beyond disgusting what is going on here.
It's a stain on the soul of America. The federal government has lost over 500,000 unaccompanied alien children from the birth, from the age of being a newborn infant to 17 years old. I am shocked. I am absolutely, and I'm rarely shocked. I had 24 years of rapes, murders, drug dealers, arresting the scum of the earth, getting fights, falling off the cliffs, riding ATVs, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm never shocked. I'm shocked, Alex. I'm jarred. I cannot believe how big this mechanism, this a military industrial size mechanism that is destroying our country through the vehicle of illegal immigration. I'm going to New York City. 50% of the hotels in New York City are contracted for illegal aliens. I go to Chicago. They're about to have a race war between black residents in the South Side and Venezuelan gang members and Venezuelan illegal aliens because $3 billion in Chicago's funds have gone to illegal aliens. Like black American schools are failing. They don't have jobs. They live in squalor.
They're even shutting down after-school programs for the illegal aliens.
They ran out of money. So when they run out of money out and these people don't have the nice hotels and food every day, what do you think is going to happen? 60 to 70% conservatively of all the 12 million and all the 30 million people that come across the border are single adult military age men.
Yep.
From Haiti, Venezuela, Middle East.
Yep.
Continent Africa. I brought in a DHS whistleblower, okay? She comes in and she sits down and interview. I have to black her out. I can't have, I have to have her voice digitized because everyone in the government won't talk to me on camera because they're scared to death of their own government. That says everything you need to know. But this person was inside, not somebody that saw a contract or heard about it. This person was, I call her the check writer. She wrote the checks to the NGOs. So I said, tell me about the NGOs. Tell me the largest check that you wrote. And she says to me, the largest check I wrote was to Jewish Family Services, and it was for $600 million.
Jewish Family Services, $600 million.
And I said, dear God, $600 million for what?
And Mayorkas is on the board of that, for those that don't know.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, he is. And they said, no, she said, no, this is for 2 to 3 months. Yeah. But here's where it gets crazier. And you're
2 to 3 months, $600 million. This is where your hard-earned tax money is going, to facilitate the invasion and the destruction of this country. That's where, like, money you would pay into the IRS would go. Okay, just so you know, and I've done a lot of stuff on them before, that not one dime of what you pay to them goes to running this country. Reagan determined that back in the 80s with the Grace Commission. They determined that. It was right out in the open, and it hasn't changed.
In the documentary, Alex, and this happens for Catholic Charities, Luther Family Services, and all the other
right.
hypocritical religious organizations that are fleeced in America by the tunes of billions of dollars a month with a B.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them, well, what else is going on? And they said,
and also the donations you would put into those organizations that you just mentioned, Catholic Charities and Lutheran Services, and whatever donations they would go in, that, you know, that would also be used for that money.
This is where it gets real dirty, JJ. Under Jewish Family Services, they'll have 50 or 100 subcontractors. And those subcontractors will come to us and say, we have emergency requests for diapers, COVID tests, whatever. And we immediately cut the check to them, immediately, without question. He said, but I don't send the check to their bank account. I send every check to every subcontractor to Jewish Family Services bank account. The Jewish Family Services is laundering money through their LLC subcontractors. We are spending right now at the end of Joe Biden's term, and these are Joe Biden's numbers, not mine, $700 billion on illegal aliens. And the people that are
$700 billion on illegal aliens, bringing them in here to destroy us, to replace us, to annihilate this country, and to put the last nail in the coffin of America.
The business that know, they know that we have already eclipsed $1 trillion. That's with the T, people. $1 trillion for illegal aliens.
Again, so $1 trillion, that, you know, a total. So none of that should really surprise us if you would think about this from a Luciferian perspective. If they were trying to annihilate and destroy the last vestiges of America, this is what you would do from a satanic standpoint. From a biblical standpoint, this shouldn't be a surprise. What's happening here? Next report is another vicious attack upon America's food supply in Sonoma County. This is all part of this agenda that I've been reporting on for a long time.
You can see this is at Wall Street Apes. This is something that I found on Twitter. It says it's extremely important, and I'm going to ask you to help this farmer because I'm going to make the call in the morning. I'm going to put it into my phone, program it, and make sure I call. Okay, there's a ballot initiative that would eliminate family livestock farming, and it's so important in livestock. Well, let's put it this way. There'll be no eggs or chicken. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the war on dairy, right? And bird flu, inducing bird flu. And I'm sure they're doing this under the guise of bird flu. But look at this. Look what they want to eliminate. This is right out of the C40s crap that we know. No eggs, no chicken, no yep. cheese, no lamb, no livestock. Mm-hmm. From Sonoma County in your supermarkets, yeah. if this passes,
right.
this ordinance is
written. Totally chipping away at every area of food production in America. They're burning down the egg factories. They're burning down these food production factories. We've been reporting on this for years. You know, now they're going to say, "Oh, we've got a cull." They're culling all these millions of chickens. They're probably going to do that with beef. And it's all about taking away food production. It's in making it scarcer and scarcer. So you'll be forced to eat the bugs. You'll have to rely on them for every single thing that you're putting in your body. And the prices are going to be skyrocketing more and more as they keep doing this.
We'll phase out medium and large size concentrated agricultural feeding operations. If the ballot initiative passes, it would threaten hundreds of families and multi-generational farms, which immediately shuttering about 60. Sponsor this ordinance aimed to get rid of animal agriculture all together and everywhere using this legislation as a mean to start the process of wiping out farms, this is just the beginning. This is an attack upon our food sovereignty, our food security, and our American ranchers in the area. So do your job, do your part, make the phone call, get this off the ballot. Okay, now this gentleman, you can't really understand the quality transferring from Twitter to here. So basically he said what I just said. And here's the number right here to call, 707-521-6500, 707-521-6500, and say, take this farming initiative off the ballot now. Now, this is just like Idaho. Now it's in Sonoma County. Eight states have carbon capture. We know about the 30-30 plan for Biden, right? By 2030, and they've sped up the process. They want 30% land to be for humans and 70% uninhabited, and that includes destroying farms. Mm-hmm. This is part of the what I just talked about to you, food as a weapon to control the people.
And to move you into the stack and pack cities, move you out where you have no right to travel freely. And then the 30% would go to 20 and then to 10 and then probably, you know, 5% of all of America they would have. And it's like the Hunger Games, where you could only live in these certain designated districts and everything else would be off limits.
That's all this is about. And folks, we're going to report this. Every instance we find, we're going to bring this up. Do you understand that this is George Soros sponsored? I don't have to even look it up. This is the kind of initiatives he proposes. This is straight from top down, Biden administration, down to these people here on behalf of the globalists, namely George Soros and who he represents. And they're using food as a weapon to control you. And I'm telling you, this is going to be an all-out assault on our food. We're going to see a lot more of this. And let me go back to the Granddaddy event very quickly, just remind you of something. Well over 100 food processing plants burned down, destroyed, blown up,
right.
Whatever. I mean, all these methods to destroy food processing plants.
We've been reporting on this over the years since this started.
One DOJ investigation. But as I said earlier today, if you pray at an abortion clinic, you go to prison.
Yeah.
And for some people who's they're elderly, it's a death sentence.
Right.
So no praying.
Mm-mm.
But
no.
Yeah, you get the idea. You follow what I'm saying. Again, call this number. Let's jump on this. 707-521-6500. Is there any doubt that what I and other people like myself are telling you, this administration is at war with you? You are the target and you're in danger. Your lifestyle, your standard of living, and even life expectancy is in danger with this administration. If you think it's extreme, how many more stories are...
It'd be in danger under Trump as well. It's just not. This is like more the hard version, whereas Trump, it was more the light version. But then there was things going on under Trump that they could get away with easier, because if they tried to roll in that big, beautiful kill shot like Trump did and took credit for the COVID shot, under Biden, there'd be a huge sect of the population that would be like, no way. If Joe Biden's pushing it, I'm not doing it. Okay? Whereas the liberals are going to be more prone to take vaccines no matter who's in office. So this is why Trump, a big reason why he was in office, to give us that big, beautiful kill shot, and that he'd have more conservatives trusting him and taking the kill shot. And I mean, again, that's exactly a main reason why he was in office when he was in office.
You're going to find like this. How many people are going to have develop a trait called eyes to see and ears to hear?
Yep.
What do we have to do to break through the cognitive dissonance that exists?
Yeah, he's right about that. Amen to that. All the people caught in the 501c3 church system, the vast majority, I pray that they get eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive the truth. You know, because if you could mobilize that army and get them on, you know, on some type of biblical footing, with prayer and fasting going up, I mean, could move mountains. Okay, so the last report for this part, and then I'm going to go to part two. Idaho farmers are being fined. And again, we reported on this last week, but this is just more of a little update. They're being fined $300 per acre for watering their own crops, and there is no water shortage. Engineered famine now underway. Idaho farmers speaking out about the state's unreasonable and disastrous water curtailment orders that threaten their very existence. The Idaho Department of Water Resources have issued a sweeping curtailment order affecting tens of millions of acres of farmland across the state. The state is threatening independent farmers with $300 fines per acre for watering their crops with their own wells when there's no water shortage. This is totally Luciferian, satanic, 100%. To bankrupt the farmers, no more food production coming from there, again, creating scarcity, then they can buy the land up for pennies on the dollar, the government, or whoever, China, whoever comes in. This is why they're doing it. This move comes at a time when their water resources are stable across the state. So there appears to be a deliberate move to sabotage independent farmers while artificially causing water shortages that will take down hay. Well, they're not even causing the water shortage. They're fine on that. They're feigning maybe, but there is no water shortage that will take down hay, potato, and dairy farms across the state. These outrageous curtailment orders will upend the livelihoods of countless farmers, a move that will have a ripple effect through Idaho's economy and push food prices higher across the U.S. This is an engineered famine, and state leaders must act to stop the sabotage. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and end part. I've got a little bit more time, but I'm going to end part one here. I'm going to go to more the Christian-oriented things in the second part, where we'll wrap everything up in part two. So God bless you, and see you in part two.